4 VWA, mobile.
Today, don't like the wind too bad. KO4 CM. I finished doing a bunch of junk down at my building, and I've been down there slaving away all day today, man. It's ridiculous. I haven't worked this hard since I was working.
That's good for you. You got to keep yourself busy. You know, you could be doing other things that are fun, but if you want to clean up, then that's on you.
Dealing with tree removal contractors trying to seal a corner of the building with some flex seal, trying to make sure a contractor poured a piece of concrete the right way. Then we got to retask a bunch of security cameras. Just been fun in the neighborhood, I'm telling you.
Yeah, to me, I'd find another way to keep myself entertained, advise you.
I'm a-trying. Matter of fact, I got to work tomorrow to actually make some money. And I'll tell you what, I'll be at it until about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock tomorrow. But at least it'll bring some pocket change in. And keep me broke and out of trouble.
Yeah. I tell you what, it looks like it will be a good day to go flying, though.
Right now, I haven't even had a chance to look at the wind, man.
Oh, I'm riding down the interstate now, headed home. Getting off on 292, but, man, I don't hardly see the trees moving.
At the very south end of the airport on 14, let's see. I see a little bit of movement, but not a lot. It's not too bad. Well, now there's a smaller tree, and it's blowing around pretty good. So I guess it's moderate with some gusts. So that still ain't too bad.
I didn't have Boy Scouts tonight, or I'd consider. Hopefully it'll be good maybe tomorrow or Thursday.
We try to shoot for Thursday afternoon. There's usually the calm before the storm. We're supposed to get rain on Friday. And if we bug out of here, what time do you get clear on Thursday?
I do walk out the door between 3 and 4, so I can try to make a point to get out by 3.
Well, that means that you could probably be up at the flying field by about 4:30 or 5.
Get by then, I think.
Time to go by and pick up your son, get your airplanes, and skedaddle on over to the flying field. Let us get out there and see what's going on. How's that sound?
And to me, hopefully the weather will hold out and let us do it.
To wait and see what's going on. Matter of fact, there is a chance we might be able to do that very same thing tomorrow afternoon. But I'll have to figure that out as the day goes on. So I got to call Dave and see what he's doing. Tell you what, let's see if the Dave Meister is on here. W4DJW, KN4VWA. DJW, wake up, Dave. Snoring. Well, let's. Oh, wait a minute. What is today? The 10th? I'm going on today. That's right. I remember that. So he ain't going to be around today. I'll get a hold of him tonight and see what he says about tomorrow afternoon or Thursday afternoon. Okay? That way, you'll get double teamed.
I'll text you maybe tomorrow after lunch, maybe around 1, and see if you've heard anything from him, and we can try to make plans to go tomorrow evening. But otherwise, we'll shoot for Thursday. I wonder if they'll let me fly, or I guess I don't know if I got to wait for Larry or the other guy to be there before I'm allowed to fly or not. I don't know.
Call Larry and see what he says. But I believe if Dave is there or I'm there, he may let you go ahead and try to get in the air.
Hey, let me know, but yeah, we'll try to plan it out at least for Thursday, and Like I said, I'll text you tomorrow, maybe around 1 o'clock, and see if you've heard anything about a try either day. See how it goes. Well, Steve, I'm pulling into the neighborhood, so I'm going to say 732, and hopefully I'll holler at you again. Maybe we'll get to see you tomorrow. KO4-CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
CEF, always glad to hear you, bud. Even happier to see you if you can. Get in the air. So, KO4-VWA. Have a good evening. I'm clear.
KB4-CPA Mobile.
Say it ain't so. KO4-VWA.
Dude, what's up?
You are, baby, you are. You know I'm just now going home from my office.
If you'll send me $25, I got a cry rag for you. I'll get it in the mail today, KB4-CPA.
Uh-huh, I hear you. Well, have you been at home in the shade, in the air conditioning, studying electrical diagrams of 1964 Pontiac Catalinas?
I have, and I'm certain that the wires aren't in the right place, at least two of them. I think that distributor was put in couple of teeth off, and they just what they did was just move the wires around, you know, counterclockwise to notches, and I mean you can do that. The distributor doesn't know any difference, and neither does the rotor. As long as the rotor's pointing at the plug wire that's going to number one cylinder on when number one's on top dead center compression stroke, it doesn't matter where it is on the distributor. As long as you start there and keep it in sequence going counterclockwise, you know, it doesn't matter where you put the distributor.
It's all well and good, but I'm thinking more in terms of the electrical problem getting voltage out to the ignition coil from inside.
I have to look at the switch. I'll look at the I haven't looked at the wiring diagram yet, so I'll just look at that. And you know, we can unplug that and run 12 volts through it and see if we got 12 volts on the other side, because when you check continuity is a good check, but that could just be one strand of wire connected and the rest of it could be broken and it'll show continuity. And if you run 12 volts to that wire, you're gonna have a loss if all the wires are broken but one. So really running power through that wire is the best way to check it.
Got a phone call come in. I've got to grab, so I'll be back in there in just a few minutes. KN4-VWA. I'm clear.
KN4-CBA.
Doing KO4-RMM Mobile.
Drive through KB4-CBA. KB4-CBA.
You're admitting you're going to the drive through. At least you got to tell me what you're getting.
Food. I'm getting, I'm at Chick-fil-A, I'm getting a grilled chicken filet.
So, no waffle fries or sides or tea?
That's all I'm getting from here. I'll have some other stuff to add to it at home, but I do a low-carb or keto-type diet, so, fries are definitely out.
Masochist, KO4-RMM.
Well, I've been doing it for almost 20 years, so it's more of a lifestyle change than anything.
You can get used to. Hey,
Dave's. Dave, since you're so interested, I am mobile over in downtown near Prisma with the wife, and we're heading back from Jervy Eye Group from her eye exam. She's got some real, real stylistic shades on right now that they seem to give you. They have a great surplus there. I almost was tempted to ask them for a pair.
Good. So these are prescription sunglasses, I guess?
That's had their pupils dilated. So when you walk out of the building into the bright sunlight, you don't cause permanent damage to your optic nerve.
Sunglasses. Yeah, those are real stylish, I'll tell you what. Yeah, they do come in handy when you walk out into the bright sun with your pupils dilated, because, man, that'll just give you a headache, and it's no fun. My wife had it done, I think, yesterday. Yeah, she's got a floater thing going on with her. One of her eyes, and I think it's her right eye, and she's seen a little bit of light in the corner, and the doctor said it's perfectly normal. It's some gel that we were born with, and it's just breaking loose in the back of the eye, and it's you know, perfectly normal. So I think he wanted to say for old people, but he just didn't. He didn't say that.
Okay, and 4 BWA, mobile. Hey. Bye-bye, he's back. So where are you off to? You going to play tennis?
I just made a run to Chick-fil-A, and I don't play till 6 o'clock.
Okay, well, sounds like fun to me. Well, so what do you get, the Chick-fil-A sandwich?
The grilled filet, just the meat, and I'll find something else at the house to eat with it.
So you really don't do the bread with it, huh?
I mean, you know, I eat the no sugar added or sugar-free bread that they have in the store. In the morning, I fix me a couple pieces of toast, put some butter on it, and I can have all the butter, real butter out, I can get on there. I'll really slap it on. And I eat some Smucker's sugar-free strawberry jelly. I put that on there, or jam, actually, and it's real good.
Okay. Well, more power to you, bud. I just don't think I've got that much discipline. And that is the reason why I'm so pleasingly plump.
Well, you know, my grandmother would say, you know, you'd need a yard, a measuring tape to date them, cause, so you can measure where you left off. You could start back on your second date. But anyway, I'll just leave that with you, and I'm gone. I can't remember who else is in here, but I'm sitting in the garage. Clear out, KB4CBA.
Was somebody else in there?
KO4RMM. I appreciate the compliment, Dave, for getting all about me. Ah, man, that was ice cold, straight to the heart.
Is this Tyler? Oh, Kurt, okay. Daggone it. I've had a day of it, baby. I've had a day. And I had my volume turned down, and I didn't realize you were in there. So, hey, sorry about that, boss.
call. You know, I guess I missed my natural calling. I should have been just a private investigator because obviously I can't seem to make an impression on anybody.
Hey, I should have been an undercover agent.
You might as well just call me the Phantom or something. I mean, if I'm looking for a nickname, you know, David forgot who else was in there. He was only talking to me.
But you know what, that day, this afternoon, trying to get home?
Oh, you'll fella crock me up.
Hey, so what are you up to this afternoon, just trying to get home?
Going along at half the speed of smell, downtown Greenville, en route back to my domicile, which is on the east side off of Pelham Road. Where beest thou?
6 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road. Back into my hacienda, and that's about 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road. And that's what you get for being downtown Greenville, boss. That place is just a nightmare.
So we certainly agree on that. I do concur, my good man. And I am a slight shade of green hearing that you have a fine, sprawling estate on that picturesque, divine piece of land out there off Highway 11, KO4RMM.
It's my little slice of heaven. It ain't that big, and it ain't that much, but it's enough for me to, you know, spread out and have fun.
And spread eagle naked and have fun right out there. No prying eyes. That's the liberty. Only in America.
Oh, me. Matter of fact, I am looking forward to a nice, quiet evening. And just kind of sit back. Matter of fact, as soon as I get home, my wife doesn't get off of work until 5:15, 5:30. And it takes her 30 minutes to get home with traffic. And I am going to go back to the house, get in my easy chair, and I'm going to kick back and watch that X-rated movie playing on the backside of my eyelids for a little while.
Me too. My brother from another mother, at least for the part with the easy chair. I love my easy chair. It even is automatic, motorized, reclined. Yeah, I'll be doing a little of that in a few hours. What are you going to rustle up in terms of grub?
Heard me talking to Dave earlier, but right now I'm a little bit pleasingly plump. So I'm trying to knock a little bit of weight off. And I didn't have any breakfast. And I had 2 Skins hot dogs for lunch. Probably just have a couple of egg sandwiches for supper. That's going to be about it. I'm so hungry I got the hiccups.
I do a lot worse than that. You know, just go home, take 30 minutes, go out back and pump some iron. You know, just like Bruce Springsteen did between sets back in the day. He always used to say, I'm going backstage to pump some iron.
Iron he pumped was in lines, my man, right up his nose.
Wrong turn about 30 years ago. Wrong left turn, if you follow.
Idiot. Well, anyhow, in the meantime, I guess you heard about what he did the other day.
I guess nothing surprises me with the present-day Bruce Springsteen.
Which he owned himself personally. He never sold it off, but he has sold his entire complete music catalog with all of its rights. And I'm not sure, but I think he collected something like $200 million for it.
Look, change. Did he need them? I guess he needed the money.
He's floating in cash. doing just fine without it. But there again, I guess he thinks he's ready to retire, so if he does play some of his own music, he'll be paying somebody else for the privilege.
For about 50 years, so, you know, I guess he's played with that toy long enough. So be it, just as long as he, you know, keeps this for me, we'll be just fine.
I hear you. Kurt, I pulled into the hacienda here, and if you hear it in the background, it's calling my name. Sophie said, come on, boy. So I'm going to let you go. So you be safe. Travel safe. Don't run over anybody on your way home. Have a good evening, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after you find me.
KWA, oh man, I was hoping to take out, you know, four or five pedestrians on the way home, and you had to engage my conscience, so, all right, it is what it is. You enjoy the rest of your evening, sir, at Green Acres, and kick back in that easy chair. Great talking with you, and catch you on the back nine, KN4 VWA. 73 clear. KO4 RMM mobile. For RMM mobile. For Romeo Mike Mike mobile and monitoring. For RMM mobile on eastbound Pelham Road. Approaching Haywood. Anybody want to chit chat? Mike, Mike, mobile, everything is sunny and clear, ceiling clear and visibility unlimited. So I've just pulled up to the intersection of Pelham and Haywood Road. Looks like I'm about 75th in line here, single file. Stopped. Bumper to bumper, about 200 yards from the actual stoplight. KO4 RMM. Now moving right along now here. The light's red again. Okay, looks like I'll be here for about another whole 25 minutes. KO4 RMM. Pelham Road in Haywood. 4P. Station. KO4 RMM.
W4HI listening. W4HI for a signal check. Echolink.
4HI, you're loud and clear, 5x5. This is KO4RMM, East Greenville. Name is Kurt. Once again, signal strong and clear.
Hey, Kurt. This is Bruce, BRUCE. We're here in Seneca in our new house. It's still under construction, but we're making it amateur-friendly.
Your new home in Seneca. Seneca's a lovely place to live. I am a virtual native of the upstate. I live in East Greenville off of Pelham Road. My wife and I in our home. And I've been in Greenville since June of 1975. So welcome to a little slice of heaven.
Well, very good, Kurt. I moved to Boca Raton in 1972, which is halfway between Fort Lauderdale and Whipple Beach, to finish college. And I first got up here in 1987. It was the first time I came up to Greenville. I worked in law enforcement, and I helped come up to set up a drug task force in Greenville. And then in 92, we bought a lot on Lake Hartwell at Exit 1, lived there for about 12 years, and then kept the house for another 12 years while the government transferred us around a few places. And anyway, we came back about a year ago, and we don't have the house on Hartwell anymore, but we have a house on Conoros Creek now, right where the dam is. And it's coming along. Should be in here by July.
So you've been here a while, since 1987. I was a freshman in high school then, at Eastside High School. Sounds like you had a pretty interesting career as part of the Drug Task Force, federal job. That's good. Sounds like a pretty good gig. Obviously, if they treat you well, if you can, buy a property there in Seneca. Seneca was a lot different when I was coming up, but very familiar with the lakes around there. Kiwi, Joe Cassie, done a whole lot of fishing, swimming, snorkeling, boating, sailing on all those lakes. So very familiar with that area. It's quite a bit built up now, though, than from previous years. KO4RMM.
Well, Kurt, it kind of, it's all in perspective. You know, I kind of grew up adult-wise in South Florida and really traveled a lot because I helped set up drug task forces predominantly in the Southeast for about 20 years and then branched out to another agency and started doing a lot of training and then eventually went back to another agency all related to drugs and did operational stuff again. My specialty was electronic surveillance, so I played with really cool tools. Over.
Copy that, Bruce. Like it's some very expensive, cool tools that are available to law enforcement of all kinds of agencies. I scarce can think of the capabilities what they have now. It's part of what keeps me on the straight and narrow, because I'm pretty convinced it's just about impossible to get away with darn near anything. When you couple that with the fact that even in grade school I was never able to get away with anything, I just stayed on the truth all the time and stayed on the straight and narrow. And if you'll believe this, I've never even been to the principal's office.
Well, the first time I went to the principal office, I was in sixth grade, and fifth grade, and the reason I got there was to get paddled because I watched two girls have a fight, get in a fight, and I didn't step in and pull them away. But anyway, it was worth it because it was really a neat fight.
There, they should not have paddled you over that. I mean, that's excessive force, and that's that's hyper-officious, in my view. How can you fault a man for, stepping back and enjoy taking a good cat fight when it presents itself? I've seen one or two in my day in high school, but I was just one of a large crowd of spectators. But anyway, Bruce, I hope to talk to you again. It sounds like a really interesting gentleman. Got a lot of stories to tell, probably. I'm very receptive, and I love hearing good anecdotes and vignettes from yesteryear from an interesting, interesting career such as yours. But I'm home now. If you'll forgive me, I'm going to have to close out and go join my wife. But, Bruce, it's great chatting with you. Congratulations again on your soon-to-be completely constructed, newly constructed home. In Seneca, on the water. This is KO4RMM, I'll be 73 and clear.
Sounds good, Kurt. And just a quick comment, how's the modulation and all that, level and all that?
You're coming in really good. No discernible problems with modulation, volume, or static. So I'd say you're hitting the repeater very squarely. And it's getting out very clearly to me. And I'm talking on my mobile rig, which is an ICOM 2730 Alpha. And again, in East Greenville, so I guess it puts me about 35 miles from the repeater.
Well, I'm coming up via Echo Link. That's how I'm getting in. I can pick the repeater up from here from the house and talk to it with my outdoor antenna. Or out in my attic antenna that I put in, and no problem with that with 5 or 10 watts. So, but right now I just have a Bofang. So, thanks for coming back, Kurt. I appreciate it, and I'd like to get to know you and what you stay up to next time. 73W4HI, Whiskey for High, clear.